Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Our listener, Michelle, is the one who wanted to bust her brother-in-law. Her sister was told by her brother-in-law that he was going to go to the Super Bowl on their anniversary weekend.
10th anniversary.
Yeah. She said, I don't like that idea. He said, okay, I won't go. And then suddenly a business trip came up. This is Michelle, who is actually the affected woman's sister, joining us on Friday morning.
I need Burt's help to help me bust my brother-in-law. He had made plans to go to the Super Bowl. And it's their 10-year anniversary. My sister was telling me this, and I was like, are you kidding me? This is insane. So she said, you can't go. This is our anniversary. So he said, okay, you know what? You're right. You're right. I won't go. And then suddenly he says, babe, I've got to go to Milwaukee for work over the weekend. It's last minute. This is what he said. He's got a cover for other people who are going to the Super Bowl.
So that was on Friday morning, and she wanted us to recruit Bert to be involved. Right. I have to be totally honest with you. I completely forgot to talk to Bert about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, you know what? I was only 50-50 about it because it technically still is his vacation. You know what I mean? Like, I seriously would be a little bit annoyed if you guys called on a vacation day.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could have been cool and mentioned it to him, but I didn't. So, Michelle, good morning. Welcome back to the show. And you're on the voice disguiser.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Did you find anything out, even though we didn't have Bert's help?
Yeah. Well, no, actually. My sister heard me on the radio.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Okay.
And she was pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why?
She said it's her life. Stay out of it. She can't believe I called the radio. And we got in a huge fight, and I said, I'll stay out of it. I said, fine, I'll stay out of it.
So you still don't know if he actually went to the Super Bowl or not?
We got a huge fight. She just said, this is her life. How could I do this? Behind her back. Basically, and she was just like, stay out of my life.
Do you agree with her? Do you see her point of the view?
You know, I guess a part of it, but I just don't understand why she treats him the way she does, lets him get away with what she does. And if it were my husband and I was seeing signs like that, I would really want to know.
So out of curiosity, have you ever had a fight where she said, before this, where she said, stay out of my life?
No.
So that's the first time she's ever said it to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had callers on Friday, and I'm sure people are going to be calling now who gave you that same advice. Like, you can't be that shocked. Can you? I mean, were you really that surprised that she said?
I really thought she would want to know. Yeah, I really did.
Have you guys...
But, you know what? People can be shocked, but it's different when you're in that situation, too. You know, you can sit there and say... That's, you know, you're butting into somebody else's business and blah, blah, blah. But if it's happening to your family member, I don't think you would just sit back and say, okay.
I know, but there's a fine line between really trying to control someone else who is not on board with you. Like, it's one thing if a friend or a sister or somebody came to you upset about it. And, I mean, you said that I guess she had come to you, but, I mean, really upset about it and asked for your help in doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can always give your opinion if you feel like you need to, butt in once and just speak your piece and let somebody know how you feel. But then you do have to back out because it is their relationship that they are trying to work out. And, you know, another thing that concerns me is this is your brother-in-law. It's not just some guy that she's dating. So I think, unfortunately, sometimes you have to bite your tongue because it is still family. He is your family.
Yeah, and it's her choice, you know? So,
Have you guys spoken since you got into your big old fight?
No. I mean, I'm sure we will, but we just haven't.
Would you, if you are 1,000% sure this was happening to one of your siblings, I'm asking Jen and Melissa and Wendy, because mm-hmm. an only child, which is great. Mm-hmm. But if you guys,
shocker,
if you guys were 100% certain it was happening to a sibling of yours, would you butt in?
But what is happening?
Even after, if you were 100% certain that there was shadiness going on, that your sibling was being lied to,
mm-hmm.
and choosing to ignore it, would you butt in?
Yes, I would butt in a different way, though. I think I would call the significant other directly. Like, if I couldn't get through to my brother on something going on, or, you know, he said back off and stay out of it, but I felt like I knew something was happening, I think I would call his significant other directly.
See, I don't think I would do that, but I would have a conversation, but it wouldn't be this telling them what they need to do. It would be out of concern. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share what I think. You know, I support you either way, but I just want to let you know where I come from and what I, you know, and that I don't want you to be hurt. But mm-hmm. For my sister, my brother, I definitely would say something to them, but relationships are complicated. And, you know, I mean, I also think it depends on what I think's happening. If I have complete proof that they're getting cheated on, mm-hmm. then, you know, that may be a different conversation than somebody lying about wanting to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, another listener, Michelle, not our caller, Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Wanted to tell Michelle that it's her sister. I understand that she's very concerned about what's going on in her sister's life. I have the feeling that every time something goes wrong, her sister calls her, and as a big sister, she's used to solving her sister's problems. But the person that has to change, well, all of you have to do some changing. You have to set boundaries, okay? And she has to learn how to stand up for herself.
So are you saying that the better solution would be teaching her sister how to be a stronger person rather than
only the sister can decide to do that. Michelle has to step back, okay? The sister keeps calling, whining. Well, it's just like, you don't get involved. You just say, well, you know, what are you going to do about it? Or what would you like to do? Or would you like to go to the movies? I mean, you can't give her an answer because she's not really looking for one. She knows what her husband is doing.
Right.
Hey, Dwayne, welcome to the Bird Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to say that I think her name is Michelle.
Yeah.
I think she should mind her business. Her sister should be on the radio actually saying all of this stuff instead of her. Actually, I think she wants the brother-in-law.
Hey, Nicole, welcome to the Bird Show.
Such a guy thing. Yeah, she wants her.
I wanted to tell Michelle, don't feel too bad. I have four sisters, and they used to tell me all of their business, and then they used to let me get built up. They used to build me up intentionally so I could go cuss out their boyfriend. And then they would go and say, go inside with the boyfriend. Don't ever let anybody build you up, honey.
Well,
for a whole weekend. No, don't put her in the business. If she knows she's going to get mad, the sister is wrong here. And I can see why anybody's not blaming the sister. If you don't want anybody butting in your business, don't put her in the business. And Michelle, if I were you, I would tell her from this point on, we can be cool, but don't put me in your business.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but like for instance, Katie and I mean, over the course of time, it's gotten to where we almost tell each other first, look, I'm doing is venting. I don't want a solution.
Right.
I'm venting. And then there's another time where I'm coming to you for a solution. So there's two completely different types of conversations. The way that I express myself to her may be completely the same, but the result of what I want is different. So it sounds like your sister was venting to you and didn't want you to all of a sudden take control and then tell her what to do. It was that she just was expressing her concern to her sister, which I don't think is a bad thing.
What Michelle did was a very guy thing to do. Like, get to the bottom of it.
Find
a solution. Hey, Stacy, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Actually, what I wanted to call and say is that I totally agree with Michelle. If that was my sister, mm-hmm. I know I would be doing the same thing. Actually, the situation is pretty suspicious. I don't even know if my sister would have to tell me. I think I would do my investigation myself, but I definitely would be in with it with my sister.
And then what do you do, though, if you find out something bad and she stays with the husband anyway?
Well, that would be her decision. But if I knew something was going on, and if if my sister knew that something was going on with, you know, my significant other, then I would want to know, and then it would be my decision whether I wanted to stay or not. But I would rather know than not know.
Could you let go, though, seriously? Could you let go of all that controlling, and then if they decided to stay, like Jen said, could you literally let go and then all of a sudden, you know, be cool about it?
I don't know if I'd be cool about it, but she's going to have to let go either way.
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
now
I agree.
She has to let go because, mm-hmm. You know, she suspects it. But, I mean, if she found out something, she'd have to go, I mean, let go either way then. So yeah.
Right.
No matter which way she goes, she's going to have to let go. But I think I would want to know, you know, if something was happening behind my back.
Hey, Christy, you'll be our last call.
I just wanted to call and tell her, don't feel so bad. I have two sisters. One sister, if I tried that, she would totally chew my head off. And then the other one would totally be gameplay. She would probably want to fly out there and see it. So, you know, don't feel so bad. It's all about sisters and being able to read them. I mean, some people, you know, they don't want to know the truth and they don't want to see that, you know, the sneakiness is going on. So just don't feel so bad. Don't beat yourself up about it. You just, you know, wanted to help and she just didn't want the help.
Like every call now is calling up to agree with Michelle.
Well, I just think that families are complicated and this is not I just have this sense that Michelle is, you know, the brother-in-law knows exactly how Michelle feels and the sister is caught, like I said on Friday, in the middle of the sister that doesn't like her husband and her husband who doesn't like her sister. So I feel bad for the sister because this is not the first time, in my assumption, that Michelle has jawed in her ear about what her what a bad husband she's got.
You're probably right. I mean, hey. I think, but she's still going to be married to him?
Yeah, that's her husband, you know? Though. Yeah.
Well, Michelle, thank you for sharing the story with us. Good luck at the next holiday gathering.
Thank you.
You're welcome. She's just so miserable today.
Well, because she thinks she's right, and she's not willing to compromise or back off, and she feels like, well, my sister's wrong, and I don't know. I just feel like she's too controlling.
She's going to be unbearable if it ever comes out that he isn't being good to
her,
and they do get divorced.
I'd move.
The I told you so from Michelle is going to be out of control.
That would be, yeah, that's going to make Christmas, Blech. That'd be a fun Christmas to go to. That'd be a fun family to marry into.
Way.
No, except, hell no.
Yeah, no.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
If you're playing, if yesterday was 55 degrees and you played any Farmville, you're an idiot.
No.
It's been arctically cold here for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Go outside and plant a real garden.
Someone set their alarm last night for 1:30 so they could get up and water their crops.
That's insane.
You said that, but I wasn't here when you were talking about that. And
it's true.
Someone did.
It's true. People get up in the middle of the night to harvest their crops.
It doesn't make a difference.
They're virtual crops. They would never get up in the middle of the night and water their plants in their home.
Intern Reshma's mom.
Yeah, Reshma, come on up here. Get over here.
Come on.
We're just rehashing a conversation we've had already. But yeah, Reshma's mom, right? So why don't you getting up at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, I got up this morning and I had a little extra time, so I got on my farm just because I had it. And my mom went on last night into my Facebook and watered all my plants and all my crops. She got home at 2:30.
What happened?
Seriously? In the morning?
Yeah. No, she got home at 2:30.
For those of you that don't know what Farmville is, it's a virtual farm. And you wake up in the morning and you're supposed to water your crops and pull the weeds and you get...
But what happens if you don't water your... Why do you have to water them at 1 in the morning?
You don't water them. You have to harvest them. Otherwise, they wither. And then you lose your money.
Sorry. Lose the attitude. Okay? We're just talking about it. So what happens?
It's an important game, Jeff. You don't understand.
So what happens if you don't harvest them at 1? Why can't you harvest them at 7 and when your alarm? Why don't you just set your alarm for 6:50 instead of 7 and harvest them then?
I think it's because the crops will lose their money and they go bad.
In 6 hours?
Yeah.
What kind of farm is this?
You got to beat the clock.
I think this is unfair, you guys. I think that we're on here and we're judging Farmville and none of us are on it.
No.
Not it.
I think
not
one
not
of us.
Not it.
I think one of us has got to do it just for a weekend.
Not me.
Not it.
Just for a weekend.
You're the only. You're the last one out.
just for a weekend. Let me put all of our names in just for this weekend, so at least one of us on the show can talk intelligently.
I don't have time.
I don't have time to harvest a crop.
Then your crops may be dead by Monday, but at least you could come on here and at least talk intelligently about it.
Let's have Melissa do it.
I was going to say
she's got plenty of time.
She's on the couch recovering.
Will you email Melissa and tell her?
She's not feeling well, but she can harvest virtual crops.
I think that's a great idea because she's been out all week. She's not doing anything else.
Right.
I'm going to send her a text and just see if she's up. Chances of that are zero, but I'm going to do it anyways.
There's no chance she's up.
We keep ripping on Farmville, and none of us on here have actually played it. So we'll get Melissa to play it for this weekend, and then she can tell us all about it on Tuesday.
She has no say in this.
Melissa,
that's what
by the way,
when you miss 5 days of show,
I'm going to tell you two things that Melissa will never do. One, participate in a Burt Show bet that actually involves cash.
Well, this one doesn't.
And two, set an alarm to get up when she doesn't have to go to a paying job.
Right.
No.
And I respect her for that. But at least this weekend she can play it and she can come in here and she can tell us what's up.
Maybe so.
And then we could see.
What if she gets
like, she's like the gamer on the
show.
She'll
like it.
She like enjoys that kind of stuff.
Let's do let's keep talking or justifying the fact that the weak person who's not here is the one that we just forced into that crap.
Hey, Rachel, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
Okay, I am a rabid Farmville user. I pretty much use it every day. So I want to clear up this crop issue.
Yes.
What happens is there are like 38 different kinds of crops that you can plant.
Right.
Or, well, like 50. And a lot of them take different amounts of time. So you can plant something that's going to take 12 hours or 4 days. And however long it takes to harvest, that's how long it'll take to wither.
Rachel, let me ask you this. I'm a results-based guy. So if I get up in the morning at 2 in the morning and I harvest the crops or I pull my weed or whatever it is I'm doing, what do I...
That's what he said.
Bert, I thought your weed before you went to bed.
What do I get for pulling my weed?
I thought you said pulling your weed helped you sleep.
For planting different crops, you get certain amounts of money.
So how much is it for pulling a weed?
You can't pull the weed on your own lawn. You have to pull it on other people's.
Why would you want to weed somebody else's lawn? It's not even fun doing your own.
You get points for it.
But I don't care.
And at the end of the day, how much money are we talking about that you could get?
Well, from most of the crops that I plant, I get about 200 Farmville coins per crop.
Does that translate into real coins, like pennies and nickels and dollars and stuff?
No, it's just Farmville coins. They have no value in the real world.
So you can't get prizes or anything.
Why do you want them?
Well, you get prizes, like, on Farmville, but I don't know why the game's so addicting, but it is. I'm on level 37.
Well, I got an idea. Why don't you and I get together this weekend? You can pull my weed, and I'll give you some pretend money for that. We'll just meet somewhere, have a couple drinks, harvest each other's crops. I'll give you some gonzo coins and let you go.
The Burt Show.
You guys remember, how long ago was it that we all called our psychics? It was at the beginning of the summer. We all went to different psychics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
most of them were terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, most of them were terrible.
Melissa had psychic maybe.
I had a horrible psychic. Yeah, she was like, maybe this and maybe that. And nothing she said was even close to.
Well, it turned out that my psychic was
accurate.
At least the most accurate. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Got a lot of the stuff right. And was... even coming up with stuff months after the fact, mm-hmm. I still haven't listened back to it, but apparently she predicted that trip out to Los Angeles.
Yeah. For the TV thing.
Right. So this past weekend, I talked to her, and I don't know who requested it because I was in LA at the time y'all came up with it. And I don't know who requested it because I set up appointments for all of you guys to have with my psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're going to record those and see how those, you know, pan out. But then it dawned on me, mm-hmm. and I realized this morning something very interesting.
Okay.
We don't need my psychic.
Okay.
Because there might be someone in this room who is psychic.
Really?
Really?
Oh, about my dream?
About your dream.
Oh, Wendy.
Wendy! Oh! Okay, because I had a dream over the weekend, and I don't know where it stemmed from or what. I don't even know. But I went to sleep on Friday night, and the only thing I remember waking up in the morning is that Joanna got engaged, but she came to me in my dream telling me and showing me a ring that she had gotten engaged over the weekend. And it was bizarre because we were just in some random bar in my dream. And she just like casually showed me.
You and Joanna being in a bar is not unusual.
No, but like, but who shows off their engagement ring like in a bar? Like usually, I mean, I would expect her to come in studio and be like, hey, I'm engaged. I got engaged. And that sort of story. But we were just in a bar and she's like, hey, I got engaged. It was like no big deal. And I'm like thinking all morning long, I'm like, did she get engaged? I need her to come in. Did she get engaged this weekend?
I thought that same thing. The first thing I thought about when I woke up this morning and was like getting ready, I was like, I wonder if Joanna got engaged this weekend.
How was your weekend, Joanna?
I got engaged this weekend.
Oh, wait.
Wait, turn the mic on.
What
did you say?
I got engaged. Yeah.
Beautiful ring. Congratulations.
Yay, girl in. So girl in here.
Now, Wendy, when did you have your dream? When did you have your dream, Wendy?
I had it on Friday night.
Weird. Yeah. When did you get engaged?
Saturday morning.
Oh, Wendy!
Thanks, Wendy.
Congratulations.
Great job.
He did an amazing job on my ring. And the funny thing is, I sent a picture to my friend to show her what kind of ring I wanted. And this is more beautiful than the ring I sent her. This is gorgeous.
It's so pretty. Yeah. And how do you do it?
Well, we went to the cabins. We went up to the North Georgia Mountains this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Tracy about it. It didn't start off great because he wasn't feeling very well. Mm-hmm. And we got stuck in traffic. I don't know if you heard, but on 575 Friday night, there was this really bad accident that shut down all lanes of traffic.
No.
So we were stuck in that. So we finally got up. It was really late at night. And, you know, we checked out the cabin and then went to bed. The next morning, I made breakfast. After breakfast, we were just sitting on the couch trying to figure out what we wanted to do that day. And he's like, well, come outside with me. And there's this beautiful, like, outdoor fireplace outside. Because mm-hmm. I said my one requirement is that I want an outdoor fireplace. I love fireplace. Mm-hmm. So he's like, okay, let's go outside. Let's go sit in front of the fireplace. So we're sitting in front of the fireplace. And it's cold. The fire isn't really keeping me all that warm. But and there's, like, a little bit of snow falling outside. So it was really pretty. And he puts his arm around me. And he says, and he has one hand in his pocket, which I thought was really weird. And one hand around me. And he starts saying, you know, I've never loved anybody before. And you're the only person I've ever loved. And you're the only person I ever want to love for the rest of my life.
Aww.
And then I knew that this was the moment. This is coming. So
really? Because you hadn't even thought about this ahead of time. So, like, it must have been
just out of the blue.
Oh, my God. He's not really going to do this, is he? I'm not ready. I don't know if I want this.
Well, you know, and then
he
went down. Well, actually, he did say something along the lines of, I guess I should go ahead and get this over with. And goes down on one knee and he says, you know, will you marry me? And it was beautiful. Oh. I will say.
And that's exactly what you wrote for him, right?
Yes. Okay. It was a little weird.
Like an Oscar speech. He had the paper. Yeah, he had the paper folded out.
No, like Sarah Palin. It had it written on his hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I will say that I was a little thrown off because my best friend, I knew she was in on it the whole time. And when Friday came along, she said, hey, what are you doing Saturday night? Come with me. I want to check out this band. I was like, wait a minute. She should be the one that knows that we're going to this cabin. Mm-hmm. So it threw me off because I was like, wait a minute. She would know the plan.
Because you needed to be
friends. And she asked me what I was doing Saturday night. So she doesn't know the plan. But yeah, I was surprised and I'm excited.
Good.
And you know what? He's so cute. He wanted to carry me everywhere. Like, he kept picking me up and brought me into the house.
That's
picked
cute.
Me up.
Sweet.
It was adorable.
Well, I think
well,
that's
congratulations.
Just...
Oh, yay! Good.
That's just a size thing. Like, I do that with you and Bert and everybody. Just, sometimes it just makes men feel manly.
Well, Bert requires it of you, doesn't he? Are you going to the printers with your invitations today?
Well, I've already bought 2 bridal magazines.
I'm like, knowing Joanna, she's already got the date, the reception hall, the church is already booked, and she'll be going to print today.
You're not too far off.
Really?
I already have the date.
You do?
Yes.
When is it going to be?
Next Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, so not this coming one. So a year and a half engagement.
Did you say not the good one? Did somebody say not the good one?
No, I said that's a good one.
Oh, I think you're like, not the good holiday.
I said not the coming one.
Oh, so yeah.
That's a good weekend, though.
Why so long? of engagement?
Because we want to get married in Florida because it's between both his parents and my parents. Uh-huh. And I figure Memorial Day is a good weekend because it's everyone has a long weekend.
Right.
And you can make kind of a trip out of it. And I don't think
And this one's
we
too
could,
close.
Yeah, this is too close.
And I think it gives people plenty of time to make travel preparations.
Plus, and are you worried about Jason changing his mind between now and then?
No, I've already got the ring, so he
can't. her bridesmaids have got to save up for what they're going to be spending. Mm-hmm. So she needed to give them a year and a half.
And my best friend, I'm her maid of honor and her wedding, and that one is coming in August. So it gives me time to focus on her wedding and help her, and then Bridezilla.
Yeah,
on me.
That is my time. Well, congratulations.
Yay,
good for you.
Well, so fun.
That's one good for Filene's basement. For so when we do Running of the Brides, they just got one new volunteer for unpacking.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Hey, Monica, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey, how you doing? Congratulations, Joanna.
Thank you.
I called a couple of weeks ago, and when you were talking about being engaged, and I said how I implemented the rule, the expiration date, and I got engaged.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be. Congratulate you. You didn't have to do that.
That's awesome.
And I'm so happy for you. Enjoy this time. Enjoy your wedding. I'm in the process now. I'm getting married in August. And it's wonderful. Just, you know, take this time and savor each other and love it and enjoy your engagement. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
He's been really cute, and he's been like very. He's like, now that we're engaged, I can tell you all my ideas of what I would like for us to do, and it's really cute because
for the wedding.
Yeah,
he
actually wants to be very involved.
It's awesome.
We'll see how long that lasts, but right now he wants to be very involved.
The question is, do you want him to be really involved?
I do, as long as they're good ideas.
Have you used the word fiance yet?
Yes, and it's still weird.
Isn't that fun?
I still feel like I have to give the ring back at some point or something.
Cute.
I could keep looking at it, and I'm like, are you sure I don't have to, you know, give this back? It's so
That's
pretty.
Awesome. It's
did
beautiful.
You,
it's
gorgeous. Did he ask your dad first?
He did.
How far in advance did he do that?
He forgot his jacket in the house with quotes. He's like, oh, I got to go back in and get my jacket. And that's when he showed my parents the ring and told him, I'm doing it tomorrow. I want your permission. And my dad said he started crying.
Aww.
Your dad started crying.
Sweet.
Aww.
Yes.
Sweet.
I've never in
because
my life seen my dad
like
cry.
Him or don't like him?
Because they love him.
Okay. Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
Now, I will
tell Wendy the psychic. Look at you.
Just random.
Even before it happened.
Random dreams.
I will tell you, Joanna, that had you not gotten engaged, we were going to mess with you next week and have Jen walk in here wearing an engagement ring.
We can do that.
With the guy that she's been out with for, I don't know, a month.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got engaged.
All the good fun.
Yay!
Just kidding.
That would have been hilarious.
All right. So if you want to know more about Joanna's wedding, you can go to our website and she'll put a picture of her ring up, I'm sure, and brag all about Jason. And if you want a psychic reading from Wendy, you can reach her. Wendy at Q100Atlanta.com.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bird Show.
Melissa, you're probably going to have to spearhead this one.
Voice disguiser.
Okay.
Voice disguiser. But we'll all have opinions.
Oh, it's because I'm gay?
Yep. Mary is also gay.
Okay.
She's one of your kind, and she's having some relationship problems.
All right. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Okay, and Mary's on the voice disguiser. What's going on?
Recently, I have moved in with my best friend, and we have started dating.
Okay.
It was meant to be a roommate situation, but we ended up dating, and most recently, while being physically intimate, she has mentioned that she is thinking about a guy.
Okay.
And originally, it was okay. Fantasies are fantasies. You can deal with it, but now it's an every time kind of thing.
So wait, let's go back.
I just said a few questions, personal questions for me, Melissa.
Okay.
All female roommates have a sexual relationship?
Anyway, I knew you were going to go down this path. Let me ask you a question. So you were best friends with her first. Has she ever been with a woman or dated women before you?
Yes, that's all she's ever done.
It's all she's ever done. Okay. And
how old around? Like, mm-hmm. what age range are you guys? I know you're on the Voices, Kaiser, so you don't have to say specifically, but.
Early 20s, late 20s?
Mid-20s for me and mid-30s for her.
Mid-30s for her.
Wow.
Okay. Huh.
And she's, exactly.
She's never been with a man. She's only been with women.
She has been, but never, it's never been emotional. It's, just been physical occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, wow. I mean, so it was okay before when she said this to you that's what kind of what, and it's after 8:30. So by the way, kids, we talk more adult stuff. So she fantasizes about guys when she's with you. You said it was okay at the beginning, and now, I mean, how does it make you feel?
I am at the point where it needs to be done, I guess. I either need you to be with me or decide you're going to try to be with him, and I don't.
Is it the same guy that she's thinking about?
Is it a specific guy or guys? Oh,
honey. Well, my first reaction is bye. I mean, because why are you putting...
she's bye?
Anyway,
I'm just letting you know that I'm going to be fairly immature for the next 10 minutes.
That's all right. That's what we expect. It's okay, honey. It's all right. We love you as you are. But yeah, I say that I would not waste my energy with that. And you're roommates now? Still?
Yeah. We moved in together probably 5 months ago. I went through a horrible breakup with my ex. Mm-hmm. And she was the one that was there, and we dated.
So she's your rebound. She's your rebound.
No, I've been in love with her for 6 years.
Oh boy.
Oh. Well, the reason, my initial, and it's of course easier when you're on the outside looking in, but in any relationship, it doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, it doesn't matter. I mean, the person you're with is fantasizing about a specific other person and telling you about that over and over again, then I wouldn't be part of that because I think she's pretty much telling you what she wants. And unfortunately, I don't think it's you.
And the thing is that she'll never have that. It's been mentioned that it'll never.
So do you want to be second best?
Yeah. And don't you feel like it's a little disrespectful that she's telling you that?
That's the weird part. Why would somebody share that unless. Mm-hmm.
Like, because to me, it's like she's testing you out. Like, can I walk all over her like a doormat? Can I tell her this and have her still be there for me? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just seems disrespectful that she's even telling you.
Well, it's actually become at one point has become an actual integrated part, like spoken, mentioned during
in the act.
Like a name.
You have allowed this to be incorporated in the act.
Oh,
have you,
dude?
Have you allowed her to pretend that you're him?
Yeah.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
Oh,
God. I can't even imagine.
See, to answer your question about why she tells you, now, is it because y'all were best friends and you're still trying to maintain that best friendship along with sleeping together?
I think originally that's what it was supposed to be. It was just supposed to be, not convenient. It was just there and it happened. And we had said a long time ago we wouldn't ever go back there.
But see, you're in love with her, and for her, you're just there.
Yeah, she's not in love with you.
She's not.
And I know that's hard to hear, but I really think that you're in it, and you want it to work out so badly, but I agree with Jen. She is completely using you and disrespecting you, and you deserve better than that. I mean, it was a rebound. Yes, you've been in love with her, but and you went there, and at least you don't have to say that I never got a chance to try, but... I'd say it's time to end it, and I'd say it's time to find another place to live because that's not going to be a comfortable situation.
Our telephone number is 404-741-Q100. As always, people are welcome to weigh in on this. And I know it's probably a long shot, but is the guy by any chance me?
Oh, you're hesitating. Just kidding.
So, and the thing is this weekend she told me she's in love with me.
She said she was in love with you?
Yeah.
I think she's just messing with your head at this point.
I just feel like, in my life, being gay, I never settled for second best. I don't think I'm lesser than anybody else. So in my life, that's one of the reasons that I waited to find the right person that I wanted to be with and live with, that I do not participate. And I'm not judging other people for doing it, but this is just my opinion and my perspective, is that I feel like you know, a commitment ceremony that's not legal is just me trying to do something because I can't with somebody else. No, I want to be like everybody else and be part of a legal ceremony. So in my life, I've always tried to say, I'm not lesser than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times there are gay men and women who will put up with something because either they are insecure about themselves and they'll never have anything they really want or never have anything that's special against, or they're not going to try. And straight people feel the same way too, but I think it's so prevalent in a gay person's mind that they are not worth it, or they're not worthy, or they're not going to find it, or they're lesser, that they're buying the hype that something's wrong with them. And so I just want to tell you, stand up for yourself and get what you want, which is a woman that really is in love with you. Because the woman that really is not going to be telling you about her thinking about a guy, because she's not going to be thinking about a guy at all.
Mm-hmm. And she's not going to be thinking about anybody else but
right.
you.
Exactly.
Hey. And you're going to be, and that's the thing, is staying in this relationship is preventing you from finding that woman, the mm-hmm. right girl.
That's right.
She's not going to come into your life if you're continuing to put up with this and staying in this bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Valerie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's up?
I completely agree with you, the radio, you guys. I completely agree with you guys that the partner is, or the girl that this girl is dating is completely using her mm-hmm. just for her own needs. And it's just like if it was in a straight relationship. If you're in a straight relationship, you wouldn't settle for that either. Mm-hmm. This girl's in love with her, and the other girl is taking advantage, basically.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the Bird Show. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just wanted to say that from a guy who is engaged in a straight relationship, but mm-hmm. it doesn't, you know, shouldn't matter. If like my fiance was fantasizing mm-hmm. about another person during intercourse or anything, I would be pretty upset enough to probably either address the issue because I'm engaged or whatever, or if I was in her position, I would dump her.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jakora, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say to the caller that I think she should get out of that relationship because it's not healthy for her at all. I was in kind of a relationship like that myself. I'm straight, uh-huh. and I was in love with this person, and I would do anything for him, but I didn't get the same from him. Mm-hmm. So it took me a while to get over him, but I did end the relationship. And she needs to do the same thing.
And thank you so much for the call. And I'm afraid that if you don't end it, I'm not sure. And of course, I don't know the situation, but I'm not sure she's not going to cheat on you with a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and that.
Or that guy.
Or that guy. And that, I mean, can you really, I mean, do you really want to live with that?
I'm fairly certain that's not something she would do because.
Why? She's telling you that she's thinking about him while she's having sex with you.
She's making you pretend you're him.
Yeah, honey, that's not
normal.
I mean,
we're just trying to be a dose of reality check on from the outside looking in. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be okay with you.
Right.
So there's your advice that you're not going to take, but thank you for sharing it with the Bird Show.
Awesome, thanks.
You deserve better.
You do.
You'll be in love again, I promise.
Okay.
That sucks.
You will.
I mean, that's a crappy place to be in.
And, you know, I think a lot of people in relationships will get into and stay in relationships where it's just not enough. It's not right. Mm-hmm. But they stay in, like you said, insecurity.
And 100% of the calls are all saying get out.
Get out.
Run.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're on The Bird Show.
If you're a Saints fan, whatever you do today, do not email or Facebook or tweet Who Dat to Jeff Dahler. He's very angry.
The Who Dat is a little, you're overkilling it, people. I understand you won, but preserve the phrase for coming generations. And it's a little overdose.
Man, if that's my team that won, I'm Who Datting it all day.
I'd be like, okay, it's been a week, but yeah, I mean, it's only been a couple days, and today's the parade.
All right, I'll give you today, but after today.
No, until Mardi Gras.
No.
Yes, all the way through the weekend, until Fat Tuesday.
Uh-uh.
Who dat?
All right, you can only use it 4 times a day then.
You can put a quota, a ceiling on it, I can understand.
I just got an email from someone, and the signature line was who dat, comma.
Instead of
sincerely, who dat? Well, tell me. Oh, comma, logo, look at your name. That's who dat.
I was listening to two Colts fans over the weekend. Even before the game started, they were complaining that people have emotionally attached themselves to the Saints because of Katrina and everything the city went to. And they really felt like they were milking it for a connection to their what? What are you looking like?
No, I'm laughing because Katie and I talked about how there were some people we felt were a little like who had never paid attention to New Orleans before, hadn't even been probably since Katrina, hadn't done nothing. And then all of a sudden they're big Saints fans this weekend. So we were like, I think there are some hardcore Saints fans that deserve this and it's a fantastic victory, but then you have the bandwagon.
These guys were saying,
sure,
like, Katrina happened years ago, man. How long can you milk Katrina for?
Ew. Oh, we didn't feel that.
Yeah, I literally heard them say that.
We felt for the people who didn't really contribute to Katrina and who hadn't really been to New Orleans. You know, that we were critical of the people that were milking it for themselves, but in their personal lives had never really paid
attention. But I think it was the whole country was rooting for the Saints, not for to claim them as their own team. Like, I was rooting for them, but not claiming like I was a Saints fan, but just happy for those fans.
Yeah.
Happy for that town from the outside looking in.
Because they're still hurt.
Same time cheering for him.
Tourism in that town still isn't what it was was at record levels for a while, so they're still hurting.
Mm-hmm. We'll be this weekend. I bet there's people who decided to go to Mardi Gras based on the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Hey, Angela, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just want to say, I'm happy for the Saints. They're a great team, but I do agree with Jeff Dollar on the whole who dat. I finally got to go to a Falcons game last year, and it happened to be the Falcons-Saints game. And it was a close game, and the Saints won, but it was just so annoying trying to leave the dome. And that's all you could hear was, who dat, who dat, who dat. The most annoying thing I've ever had to deal with.
If that's your team, let them have it.
I'm fine with it happening at the sporting event. I'm just saying you're becoming dangerously close to burning out the who dat because of the way that you use it.
Like and your
I'm,
signature in your email.
Yes. So I'm just asking. I'm saying perhaps. Yeah, I mean, if you want to do it, that's fine. That's great. But people are going to get annoyed quicker. Let's spread it out. Let's make it last, people.
I don't think people care. Yeah. If it's going to annoy you or not.
I think one guy was calling New Orleans the Saints the new America's team, which the Cowboys used to have that handle. And now they're saying that's the new America's team because everything had happened in Katrina now that they've won a Super Bowl. Hey, Shane, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I just want to say, who dat?
That's not going to help.
Yeah.
And he hung up. That's all he wanted to say.
That's his status right now on Facebook.
Saints fans, congratulations. Enjoy it right now for sure.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.